Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We hope we can get through the show without being knocked off like we were the other night. And now we cannot even get on Facebook from the Night Shadows area, Blog Talk Radio. It says something like, we're just not allowed to post on Facebook. And they're doing the same thing all over the place. This is a insurgency, and I think they're going to win because of Bible prophecy says they're going to win. But right now they're really targeting the right, and thousands upon thousands of people have been terminated on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. We haven't been terminated, but on certain things, we just simply cannot alert people that we're going to have a show put out there. So anyway, this is one of the things that's happening. And before we get to Larry and the latest news, I'd just like to make a comment to all these people on the New World Order. I don't care if you're high or low or whatever. Here's my statement, and it's a real statement. It's not conspiracy theory, and it's not fake news. This is from the Creator, and I'm going to modify the to more modern language. I'm paraphrasing the whole synopsis of the Scripture. And my comment is this. You folks of the New World Order are dead anyhow. You were born dead. You have grown up dead and will soon perish only to find out how very, very dead you actually were. Now, when Jesus came down here, he brought two pills with him. One we would call the red pill, and the other was the blue pill. Most people refuse the blue pill, and they all take the red pill. I'm using this from the movie The Matrix, which had more truth in it than most people could ever realize. If you refuse what Jesus said and you remain in total ignorance then until your death, that's what the red pill is. You just simply remain as you are. When you perish, then you find out that your entire life was nothing but vanity and illusion. And you were really a prisoner all of your life. And you were the enemy of the Creator, destined to be banished for all time from the one who made you forever. Now, if you take the blue pill and you go down the rabbit hole, which Jesus referred to as the narrow way, you will discover you are dead before your Creator, and you'll discover why that's so. You will discover you are in an evil matrix. You are a prisoner. You are trapped, and you stand before the Son of God, who is the only one and the only name under the heavens that can set you free from the matrix. And when he does, you are free indeed and forever. So it's your choice, Twitter leaders, Facebook leaders, world leaders. It's your choice. You can either take the red pill and remain as you are, or you can take the blue pill and find out exactly what is going on all around you. Your choice. Just remember one thing, as Billy Graham said, remember that God loves you. If you refuse the blue pill, that love is going to be cut off forever. Now, I'm saying that because I know that for a fact. It's not fake news. It's not tinfoil hell conspiracy. It's real. Very real. It's more real than you could ever imagine. And that's about the state of affairs of things. Welcome, Larry. How are you? That's my rant for the evening.
Yeah, I appreciate that rant. And a matter of fact, I'll add this right at the bottom of it. You know, for all those New World Order folks out there, you know, the left, and that includes Democrats and Republicans that are Jesus haters. And not only are they Jesus haters, but they hate the Creator who sent him. I got news for them. They all think they're going to the light. They're going to exactly find out what being in a negative universe means at one point.
Amen to that. Yep, they are. And as I've told people many times, I'm not a religious person. I never was. And I have no idea why the Lord called me out and showed me what he has shown me. But I tell you what, hell is real, very, very real, more real than you can imagine. It's an awful place. I was only shown a little part of it. And if what I was shown were shown to the entire planet and all the people on it, everybody would be saved. Even those most vile of the New World Order would be on their bellies screaming for mercy. This is how real this is. And it's just a warning. I know people don't like that sort of thing. I would advise that you take the blue pill. I would advise you go down the rabbit hole and find out exactly why you are a prisoner in a matrix that's run by evil incarnate. It's run by something so evil you cannot imagine how evil it is. And it has one, I guess, one agenda. And that is to kill off the human race and be done with it. But before that happens, it wants to be worshipped by the human race in what the Bible calls a strong delusion. And that strong delusion is working very, very well. Anyway, where do we start? Let's start with Israel. What in the world are these threats now that are coming from Iran? And it appears to be exactly at the right time. What's the latest on that, Larry?
Yeah, I was somewhat shocked. You know, you and I had talked on how quiet it had been in Israel, you know, for the last couple of days. And I know that you've been watching this timeline very, very closely. And late this evening, though, news broke from Ynet News in Israel and Times of Israel, and then it popped up on Drudge Report. Here's the headline, Iran gearing up for major naval drill, threatens to shut the Strait of Hormuz, the waterway for international shipping and global energy supplies. Reports shut down possible within the next 48 hours. And the report dovetails into the account that Iran is gathering ships to try to have a takeover of the Strait of Hormuz. Now, by the way, you know, this Iran is in real trouble, apparently, in their economy because the sanctions Trump put on them is taking the foundation out from under their country economically. And in a rage this evening, Iran notified the Trump administration that there would be no talks. And the next thing we know, they begin this so-called drill of theirs within the next 48 hours to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. And I'd like your opinion on this, because this was Netanyahu's answer today. Depkapile reported, it said, Netanyahu warned that if Iran attempts to block the Bab al-Mandeb Red Sea region, says Israel, along with its coalition in full military array, will descend on Iran and bring them down.
Well, what's very, very interesting about all this, and I'm not saying it's true, we don't know because we're not quite there yet, but the blood red moon on the 27th on Tu B'Av, with Mars at its closest point, Mars being the planet of war, And this is when Mars comes around, there's usually war somewhere. But if that was a 7-day warning, as has been suggested by a few, that could possibly be a 7-day warning, which takes you to the 3rd and the 4th, depending on where you are on the planet. 48 hours is exactly where it is, 3rd and 4th. By the way, Obama's birthday. Is it all coincidental that he's using the term 48 hours? And, boy, I would imagine that if they did attempt to cut off the Strait of Hormuz, as Iran already threatened before, and Trump said you better not be doing that, what do they got to lose at this point? If their economy's tanking, their people are near riot, the owners, we could call them that, of Iran, need their war for the Mahdi, right, to come up out of the well.
Right.
Kind of interesting. Because if they want their war, then Antichrist appears. And I think we all know who he may be. So this is getting fascinating with the time schedule we are. If we get involved in a major conflict, North Korea may jump into it. Or we could have an EMP and shut down everything. And by the way, shutting down everything, we had an incident here. 911 emergency number went down in the state of Minnesota. Was it an experiment? How could the entire state of emergency system go down for all phone exchanges unless a 911 is a single system with various trunk lines coming off that? Could that be a hack job, or could that be something that is an experiment and they're getting ready to shut down communications and 911? What do you think? I mean, it just seems the timing of all this.
I don't know, but I saw today in the paper, I didn't know about it, but apparently Oklahoma's driver's license and car registration and that whole system has been hacked, and it's down all over the state. You can't register your car. You can't get a driver's license. Nothing operating. So, you know, there were some prior reports, actually, that there was a lot of hack attacks on the power grid last week. And John Hanna was on, matter of fact, he was from the Bush administration. He was on this evening on Lou Dobbs and says, America is so obsessed with getting rid of Trump, they are literally, the deep state, the Republicans and the Democrats are leaving America wide open to attack while they just plunge ahead against Trump.
Well, that's deliberate. All this is deliberate. It's not mistakes. I know people were saying, well, Obama's just making mistakes. He's stupid. He doesn't realize what he's doing. Of course he knew what he was doing. Obama is very, very intelligent. He's very brilliant. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's laying in the weeds. He's coming back. And I know a lot of people, that's not true. Couldn't possibly happen. I'm telling you, he's coming back. We were given a clue on Waters World. He had a big sign up. I think you saw it, Larry. The return of Obama. They don't do that by accident.
Well, I did hear. And I was going to mention, I think you saw the images. There's a new book out by Andrew Schefter. It's called Hope Never Dies, an Obama-Biden mystery. And then Apple News posted yesterday, Obama-Biden spotted grabbing lunch at Washington, D.C. bakery. And then today, Obama came out endorsing people for the coming election in November. So he's very much involved, Stuart. And by the way, did you get that copy of, because it enraged social media, there's a new painting that just got put on the internet, and it is Trump crossing the swamp.
I saw that. Oh, well, he was playing like George Washington. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I never know nowadays. Anyway, here's another headline. Breaking. Iran confirms unleashing Hezbollah terror cells in the United States, threatens to activate fifth generation warfare. Now, before everybody laughs at that, remember what Bible prophecy had to say about infiltrating the United States with a fifth column operation. That's sending in military people. They don't come in as military people. They come in as civilians. And I watched a video of a woman who had been to one of these United Nations meetings. And they bring them in under the cover of darkness. And they give them cash. And then they spread them out all over the United States. This is, if Iran decides to go to war, we're going to get hit. So don't be surprised if we get hit on day 7 of the warning. If it's a 7-day warning, it might be a 10-day warning, it might be a 20-day warning. But war is right around the corner. The Lord does not take such painstaking, accuracy without a reason. That's why he told you to watch. There's a blessing for those who watch and who understand what it is they're seeing. We're not only seeing all this stuff in the heavens, we're watching it unfold in the Middle East, in Israel particularly. This new law that they passed is almost as important as when they came to statehood back in 1948. And we're at the 70th year. 70, look it up in the numbers. 70 is usually the end of things. Anyway, here's what it says. A top military official has warned the United States that Iran is prepared to launch a terror campaign against America on Monday. This is from Alex Jones, but I know this is true because we have had reports. I think there's like 35 or more terror cells operating in the United States. The FBI knows all about it. They're all part of this whole takedown of the United States. These people are idiots. They ought to read their Bible, because America's not ever coming back, and the people that did this are not ever coming back either. Oh, they've made their little hidey holes down there under the ground. They've gone to Mars. They're on the backside of the moon. You know what the Lord says about all that? He says, I'm going to get you. I don't care where you went. You can go down into the bottom of the ocean in your little hidey holes that you've built down there. I'm still going to come down, and I'm going to get you. When the Lord says he's going to cleanse the earth, he's not fooling. He's going to cleanse the earth. And people better wake up to the fact that we are so close to all of this going down. And it is possible. There's always a caveat of the Lord saying, well, not right yet. We've been there before, but this is beginning to shape up, I think, Larry. I don't know what you think about it. But if Iran goes, this will be Daniel 8. And that is going to spark Isaiah 17, and the whole thing's just going to blow up in her face. My point is that if Iran goes to war, it'll happen here just as well, and probably the same day, which is why this warning. What do you think?
Yeah, and I was thinking, you mentioned in that article, one of the articles there, the fifth generation was going to do this work. What does 5G that we've been applying around the planet, what does 5G mean? Fifth generation. Is that a sign or clue?
Fifth generation of communications, control. By the way, folks, if you're not aware of it, Google, I put it in the thing, recent articles about Google, they know more about you than you do. If I asked you what you typed on your computer, say, 2 weeks ago, you probably couldn't answer. Google knows exactly what you typed. They know every keyboard strike that you make. They know every Twitter. They know every YouTube video you've put up. There is no hiding. the motto of mystery, or we could say masonry, is everywhere. Council on Foreign Relations, that's their motto. Everywhere. They know everything about you. You can't hide. This is why Jesus said, who can make war with the beast? Nobody. Their weaponry is so far advanced, nobody can stop it. You have but one escape. That was the blue pill. Most people totally ignored it. Even most Christians have ignored it. They just won't do it. And here again, we go back to the matrix we're in. And it is a prison house, and it's going to soon explode over the world, and it's not going to be pleasant. Here's another one, Larry. Russian military leaders rapidly respond after communist show trials shockingly reemerging in the United States. And what they're really talking about is Manafort, who, you know, did you see that where they already tried Manafort for the identical charges 8 years ago and he was exonerated?
Well, Stuart, I saw that, and I have to ask you this question. And they call it double jeopardy, but when you're outside the Constitution, you don't have to worry about double jeopardy, do you? That's why they're doing anything they want to. This Mueller thing, this Mueller probe, is not constitutional, period.
This is all part of that communist coup, and what bothers me more than anything is Trump isn't doing a thing about it. Only people that are being nailed are Trump cohorts of one type or another. And, you know, Dershowitz came on and said, well, they're just trying to squeeze Manafort by putting him in isolation and probably treating him fairly badly. Didn't look too good. A photograph they took of him looked horrible. Total lawlessness, which is exactly what the Bible says about America Babylon. We are totally lawless, and you're watching this prophecy unfold before your very, very eyes. This is just one more nail in the coffin of the United States, and it's just sad to watch. But do you see anybody doing anything about it? And now we have Antifa, which is nothing but a communist operation from start to finish, probably financed by George Soros, saying that we're going to bring guns to this pro-Trump rally, and I think that's in Portland, Oregon. Interesting that they're picking Portland when the ICE members who were being attacked and called 911 were refused any protection. What do you think of that? That now they're saying they're going to get guns at the same location and meet these people.
I think, as Augusto Perez says, this is every communist coup has gone in every nation around the world. And Stuart, you hear no voices out there. You just don't hear the people of this country.
Yeah, they're not saying anything. Here's a quote from Robert Mueller, M-U-L-L-E-R, not the guy that's prosecuting now. Listen carefully to what he says. We must move as quickly as possible to a one-world government, a one-world religion, under a one-world leader. Isn't that interesting comment? Because that's where we're going. What do you think?
Oh, I think, and if we need a war or two to help us, we've got them out there. Is Iran, because the military wing of Iran that is actually moving to, do their drill at the Strait of Hormuz is the Revolutionary Guard. The Revolutionary Guard doesn't work for the Iranian government. They work for the Khomeini. So, and that's the one that needs the Mahdi to come. So what does that tell you?
Yeah. Well, I think the book of Revelation tells us they're going to take the worst but the most controllable aspects of communism, socialism, and whatever, the Nazism, and whatever else that they've come up with. Here's what Vladimir Putin has to say about what's going on. Any fourth grade history student knows socialism has failed in every country at every time in history. President Obama and his Democrats are either idiots or deliberately trying to destroy their own economy. That was made when Obama was president. That's why he wants Trump. They're trying to slow this down. It's not going to work. And they may be all operating together. I don't know. What do you think? I go back and forth on that.
Well, I'll tell you what. It seems like the deep state was deeper than Trump thought. And he surrounded,
yes.
And he brought in a lot of deep state to work for him. So, what's interesting, though, I do appreciate Barry Rothman's recent Torah code that indicates that Trump, is for the American people. There you are. People can call it what they want to, but all I can say is, if Trump is Cyrus, then that was a window of time, and it got Israel on the move to the direction they're going at the moment. And I have to say that if Trump is Cyrus, then when it's over, just look at Babylon, ancient Babylon. How powerful are they these days?
Yeah. Yep. We're going to go down, folks, and there's no way anybody can stop it. I've caught a lot of flack over the last 25 years warning people that we are going to go down, and we cannot stop it. All we can do is really expose it for what it is. Hopefully to get people under the wings of the Lord Jesus Christ, because there's no other way. He's the only blue pill you can take. Laser weapons suspected as the cause of the wildfires. And this is a very interesting article. On the last bunch of fires, the pictures were very, very clearly, marked. I mean, it was kind of like a straight line where the fires quit all of a sudden. And yet the fires were so hot, it was melting everything in its path. Anyway, what do you think? Just one more thing, I guess.
The experts said that those original fires, the ones that were before these, literally burned hotter than was possible. So there was something behind it.
Yeah. This came from 5 Dozen. I'm only going to read part of it. You noted back in 2008 that Obama's birthday of August 4, 1961, was on day 216, which is a 666, on a Gregorian calendar. Also, the curious nature of the year 1961, his birthday, can be flipped upside down and inverted. It is still the same year. There is another aspect of 1961 coming this August 4th. It marks exactly 1961 days from the date of March 22nd, 2013, when Obama stood in the Church of Nativity in Bethlehem, a holy place. Perhaps someone could connect this to something. August 4th is 42 weeks plus 21 days from the great sign, a sign of the coming birth, and that's in Revelation 12. On Friday, we'll have a longer show. I want to get into this. We may have already gut proof by then. Hopefully not. Hopefully the seven-day warning concept is untrue. But boy, it's sure looking like it could be true. Sudden destruction cometh. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Any final comment?
Oh, we just need to continue to watch through this final few days here and see what happens or if there's a delay.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very fascinating to watch this whole thing. Keep your eyes on the Middle East, and particularly Iran and North Korea. We're into a war. There's no question about it. It's just a question of when. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. Heads up. Hope you're prepared. If not, you got a few days maybe to get something done. And good night, everybody.